You're listening to the Mid-Career GPS Podcast, episode 109.
If you have a photo on your LinkedIn profile, your profile will be viewed 21 times more than if you don't. That's actually a LinkedIn fact on their website. So just that in itself would suggest that it's a great idea to have a photo.
Your headshot is one of the first things people see when they look at your LinkedIn profile. All right. Do you have a headshot? What does it look like? Are you happy with it? As our attention spans get shorter and shorter on social media, we must find ways to immediately grab someone's attention and keep it. That's why having a headshot that reflects your professional image and brand is vital to helping you build relationships with people interested in learning more about who you are and what you do. In this episode, you are going to meet Honi Keller, the owner of the Headshot Wizard. She helps people transform their DIY photos into quality headshots at a fraction of the cost of hiring a professional photographer. You'll learn how Honi's background in TV and movies has helped her career and business, why every professional needs a headshot they can be proud of, what makes a good headshot and what doesn't, and how your skills can be easily transferred into your next advancement opportunity. This is the Mid-Career GPS Podcast, and I'm your host, John Narrell. I help mid-career professionals who are feeling stuck, undervalued, and underutilized show up to find a job they love or love the job they have using my proven four-step formula. It's time to start building your mid-career GPS, so let's get started. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. Before we get to today's conversation, I have a quick programming note for you. If you are an active job seeker and are looking for some help with your next interview, starting next week, I will be hosting a month-long series of special episodes focused on everything related to navigating your next interview. I hope you will join me, and there are some extra things and surprises in store for the month of August, designed and intended to help you be more prepared and communicate your story differently when you go into your next interview. So I look forward to being with you then. But for right now, we have an amazing conversation today. Honi Keller and I met on LinkedIn a few months ago, and I was immediately intrigued and impressed by her work. After a wonderful conversation, I invited her onto the podcast to share her ideas with you to help you stand out more on LinkedIn and in your job. And that all begins with having a better headshot. I want you to meet her.
I live in Melbourne, Australia. And during the pandemic, I started my own business, The Headshot Wizard, where customers can upload a photo of themselves. And I edit, retouch, and change the background of that photo to give it a professional finish, which they can then upload to their LinkedIn profile or website.
Honi's career began in an industry that is particularly fascinating for me, television and movies. She learned some valuable skills to help her then and now.
So in my mid-20s, I started working in the film industry. In production design, but more specifically set decorating. And my job was to source props and set dressings to make film sets feel real and believable. It was a very visual job and I had to be very resourceful. And I was very lucky because early on I met an amazing woman, Lisa Thompson, who's gone on to win both an Emmy and an Oscar for her set decorating. And she took me under her wing and became a mentor to me. And I suppose one of the things I really learned from her was attention to detail. Well, she was always about what is one more thing we can add to this set to make it feel more real for the character.
When you ask yourself that question and you say, what's one more thing I can add? How do you know when enough is enough?
when I worked for Lisa, even up until I felt like sometimes the actors were walking on set, it was always like, is there anything else? But I think you get to a point where you just know, you look at it, you look at your work and you think, I've done this.
I think that's a great connection, because so many people who listen to this podcast, they often wonder what else to add to their resume or to their LinkedIn profile. And it gets to a point where enough is enough and it's where it is. And it's just got to be good enough in that regard. Is there anything we might have seen that you've worked on as a set dresser, or any film or TV production we might be familiar with?
Yes. Australia films, we have a lot of American productions over here. So two that you might be familiar with, there was a 10-part series called The Pacific. That was a war series, which I worked on all the interior sets. And Charlotte's Web, that was also filmed not far from where I live on someone's local rural property, where we built the barns and the houses and everything from scratch. That was a great job. And I really enjoyed both of those were period films, which I love, because you have to be really resourceful. And we don't have here in Australia a huge amount of antique stores with American antiques. So, you know, you have to find collectors of things and, you know, all sorts of people all around Australia where you can find props and dressings for these kind of film sets.
Being an entrepreneur and having a business mindset is something Honi had been exposed to her entire life. But that came with a price, and having to make some important decisions about her career path while overcoming some blocks that were initially holding her back.
I grew up with parents who always had their own business. I'm married to someone who also has their own business. So I always wanted, it's part of me that's very attracted to small business and always wanted to have a go. But I suppose the biggest hurdle for me has always been fear of failure, which I think probably a lot of people have. But I think you get to your 40s and there was this part of me probably putting pressure on myself. If I don't do something about this now, I'm never, ever going to do it. I'm never going to do it. And I suppose for me it was that it's now or never. I have to. I'm in my 40s. My children are growing up. They don't need so much attention from me. I'm not going to go back and work in the film industry. The hours are too long. It's not really flexible for me. Where do I fit in and what can I do now? And I thought about this when this idea had first come to me. I thought about it for a long time and I talked about it with a lot of my friends, but I always had that little part of my head going, oh, it won't work. It's not going to work. It's not going to happen. So it's getting over that hurdle was a massive issue for me. But that's, I think, going through your 40s, there's just a point where you go, I have to do this.
I can so relate to that on so many levels. That point of feeling like if I don't do it now, I'm not going to be able to do it. And I thank you for sharing that. What's been the biggest thing that you would say was the easiest thing to learn or do when it came to your business?
I think I really enjoy marketing an idea. I did it really quite well for my husband's photography business, and I always enjoyed the challenge of, you know, trying different marketing or advertising or reaching out to people and letting them know what you do, trying different ways of, you know, finding your customers. And I enjoy that part of this business. And I have no issue with that side of the business. It's something, yeah, I actually really like doing. And I don't have to feel stressed about doing.
It's apparent that Honi loves what she does. And taking a skill that she was already good at and leveraging that into her next job, or in this case, her business, was based on something she knew she could do to help people. Now, one of the most important things about your LinkedIn profile is your headshot. If you don't have one or don't like yours, listen to what Honi shares about what makes a good headshot and what it's supposed to look like.
I like when people look at the camera because really your headshot, you're introducing yourself to someone, the viewer. Looking at the camera and smiling, and I want to be able to see your face. I'm going to keep it really simple. See your face, looking at the camera and smiling. I think if you've got those three elements in your headshot, you're halfway there.
I like how you keep it really simple. And I know in the work that I do, when I'm going through someone's LinkedIn profile and we're talking about some updates, it's one of the first things that we will talk about on LinkedIn is that banner behind their headshot and their headshot themselves. And so your points about smiling, looking into the camera, keeping it simple, those are great reminders for anybody out there who's kind of wondering what they might need to do with their headshot. I often say, I need to see your head, your neck, and a little bit of shoulder. And that typically centers or frames pretty well. Would you agree with that?
That's perfect. I mean, on my website, I actually have a list of photo tips, which can also apply to anyone who's going to put up a DIY headshot. So I could add in a list of things that you can do to really make that headshot work for you. Lighting conditions, don't stand in direct sunlight, don't stand indoors under ceiling lights. That is like an absolute no-no. You'll get very harsh shadows on your face. Have some space between you and your background. That's a really good one. So you don't have harsh shadows or you don't blend into your background. And selfies, I'm not a big fan of. Not a fan of the selfie on a professional website. Some people can do them well, but not many. So if you can get someone else to take your photo, I would always recommend that. And to have the camera slightly above eye height, very important. We don't want to see chins. It's never flattering. And slightly above eye height just gives it's a lot more flattering angle and gives a better photo.
Now that you have an idea about your headshot, we need to talk about why you should have a professional headshot and what it means when you don't.
I think with the emergence of platforms like LinkedIn, people put all this effort into their written word and telling their career story and showing their value and having a great, you know, if it's on LinkedIn, they've got a great headline, they've put all this effort in, but you're really introducing yourself to the world. So we need a face to go along with that. And a headshot really helps sell your story that you're professional, authentic. I suppose it's about approachability these days, trust. Do you want to convey friendliness? You know, are you looking for a job? Do you want to look hireable? I mean, these are really important factors, I think. And I think that's why people want to look at someone and know this relates to what the story this person's telling.
When you look at someone's LinkedIn profile and they don't have a headshot, what does that communicate to you?
I think it just makes you question their commitment. So, again, it goes back to that, you know, they've spent all this effort telling you their great story, but they're not prepared to put a photo. And people want to see the photo. So my first thought would be, are you trying to hide something? Or who are you? And, you know, if it's a recruiter looking for people, they might just move on to the next person who also ticks all the boxes for them, but it has a photo that they can see. If you have a photo on your LinkedIn profile, your profile will be viewed 21 times more than if you don't. That's actually a LinkedIn fact on their website. So just that in itself would suggest that it's a great idea to have a photo.
Many mid-career professionals have an understandable concern that they may be too old or too young for a job. Depending on your industry, as well as your experiences, that age may vary. We know that discriminating someone based on their age is wrong. And in a world where we immediately make a judgment about what we see on social media, you want to make sure that you have a headshot that makes you look your best and looks like you. Listen to how Honi helps with that.
So my job is to make your client look like, you know, they make my customer look like they would on their best day. What I hope to do is take the pressure off the person sending me their headshot so they don't have to think about it anymore. They've taken their photo, they've sent it to me. They can give me a little description of what they would like me to do with that photo. I want to look less tired. I want to look a bit fresher. You know, I've got dark shadows under my eyes, and just leave it with me and let me do my magic on it and send it back to them. So when it comes back, they can have a little bit of wow factor and go, it still looks like me, but I'm feeling like I look really good.
I asked Honi why someone would hire her, and she gave me an answer that is rooted in her service and value.
Well, I worked with my husband and his photography business after having children. I worked with him for a few years, and it was during that time I was doing admin, marketing. Then that's where I taught myself how to do retouching. But I used to reply to a lot of requests, and I noticed as time was going on, there were more and more requests for individual headshots. And I think LinkedIn was really taking off, and that was one of the sort of requirements. So we'd get all these requests to have just one headshot for their LinkedIn profile. But when you sent back a quote for $300, some people just couldn't justify that price for a headshot for a networking site. So that's where the idea came about. And I always thought, with amazing cameras in phones, there must be a balance somewhere in the middle here where I can really up-level a person's DIY headshot and really, you know, give it that professional polish without the costs of professional photography. So my service idea came around based on price, time. Some people just don't have time to organize a professional photo shoot, or for people who just want a better photo than the one they were going to put on themselves and are happy to pay a little bit of money for that. So I suppose my idea came about being cost-effective, people, you know, time, not taking photo shoots, and just, again, talking about that pressure, taking pressure off someone about having to worry about the quality of their headshot.
After talking with Honi, I was naturally curious about my headshots. She gave me a direct answer, and I shared a few personal thoughts about my headshots and why I haven't updated them yet. For my business, I had my professional photos and headshots done 4 years ago. Is that photo too dated?
Yes. Wow, look, it depends, doesn't it? I mean, I've read so many differing opinions on this. I've read people who say every year. I've read people who say 3 years. I think it depends. I mean, if you're still looking the same and you're still in the same profession and you're happy with how you look, you don't feel like the photo's dated, then not necessarily. But I think a photo should be current. I think if you've made a drastic change to how you look, whether it's dyeing your hair or, I don't know, you started wearing bright red lipstick or whatever. I think you should keep a current photo so it actually matches who you are if someone met you in real life. I think that's important. And I think there's another advantage. You know, if you're paying for professional photography, that can become quite expensive to go to a professional photographer every couple of years to get a headshot done. So there again, using a service like mine, just a little bit keeps costs a bit more realistic, and you really can change your headshot as often as you like.
I appreciate your answer. I have been seriously considering on those things. I think part of it is I just like those photos, right? You know, there's a more casual photo that's actually from the rehearsal dinner at my wedding that we had a professional photographer just kind of snap. And I was like, I looked at it and I was like, I'm so going to use that. And then I worked with somebody, he happens to be my best friend from high school. He was kind enough to do some photos for me. He's a professional photographer and videographer, and we did the whole photo shoot and stuff like that. I think I like the blooper reel a whole lot better than the... There's a couple of photos we won't put out there, but yeah, I mean, it's definitely that thing. Like, I feel like I'm due for new photos type thing. So I appreciate you being really honest with me about probably time. So thank you.
Well, yeah. Your photo on your LinkedIn, it looks like you. So you don't need to change it. I don't know about websites and yeah. If you go to a good professional photographer, their job really is to light the photo well. That's the whole point of professional photography. So if you're happy to pay, I would always recommend professional photography.
As we wrap up, I asked Honi to share her advice to help you build your mid-career GPS.
I would say think of all your past experiences, what you like doing, what you were good at in the different fields you've worked in, and don't get too set on a particular career path. Think of how those skills could be combined and where they could fit into a future career. I mean, I never thought I would have a business retouching headshots, but for me, it ticked the boxes. I'm a behind-the-scenes person. I've always liked feedback in past jobs. I get feedback from customers all the time. It gives me the visual element, which I love. It's small business, which I picked up from my husband and my family. And I had studied business and marketing at college, so I get to use that skill. So I combined all my little bits and pieces. Retouching was the thing that came in the last few years. So I found something that I never thought I'd do, but ticks all the boxes of personality and skill sets and enjoyment.
Honi has a special offer for all of my listeners through August 2022. Listen to her generous offer and learn how you can connect with her. And then make sure to come back as I wrap up this episode.
You can connect with me directly on LinkedIn at Honi Keller. My website, The Headshot Wizard, www.theheadshotwizard.com. And if anyone would like to use my services at the moment, and you've heard about me by listening to this podcast, till the end of the next month, you can have a 20% discount if you tell me that you've found out about my website through this podcast.
Honi, I will make sure that all of that is in the show notes. And thank you so much for that very generous offer. It has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. And thank you for telling us a little more about how we can have a much better headshot so we can stand out online and have that kind of professional photo and your help in retouching them. So I'm so much a fan of your service. It's great to meet you and talk to you. And I thank you again for being a wonderful guest on the Mid-Career GPS podcast.
Thank you so much, John.
Okay. What are your takeaways from today's episode? Let's keep this simple. Take a look at your profile on LinkedIn. Do you have one? Great. If you don't, I strongly recommend you put one up there. Does your profile picture show you looking at the camera? Are you smiling? And does it look like you? Remember, it's a headshot. That means your head, neck, and a little bit of shoulders. Do not use a whole body shot for your profile picture. LinkedIn doesn't give you that much space. There's no way someone can really see you. Now, don't forget to visit theheadshotwizard.com to learn more about Honi and her services, and you can also find those links in the show notes. Make sure to subscribe and follow my podcast as I start a special month of episodes full of helpful tips and guidance about your next interview. And until next time, remember this: you build your mid-career GPS 1 mile or 1 step at a time, and how you show up matters. Make it a great rest of your day.